Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday afternoon, December 22nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Tariff shifts and the future of Southern California logistics. As changing U.S. tariff structures reshape global supply chains, the Inland Empire wine country region is recognized for its strategic logistical environment. Proximity to ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, strong distribution infrastructure, and warehousing capacity play a key role. The region's location in a foreign trade zone allows for deferred or reduced duty costs on imports. The Southern California Wine Country EDC, serving Temecula, Menifee, Lake Elsinore, and southwestern Riverside County, has been fostering sustainable growth and innovation for over 30 years.
Mining news breaks. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. OP reports initial assay results from Murdoch Mountain property in Nevada. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has reported the initial assay results from its Murdoch Mountain property in Nevada. The results from three drill holes targeting the upper phosphatic zone showed phosphate grades ranging from 10.23% to 11.2% P2O5 over thicknesses of approximately 4.7 to 5.12 meters, aligning with the company's geological model. Additional assay results and analyses are expected to be released soon. NOP is a junior exploration company with a large-scale organic sedimentary phosphate project in North America. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Platinum climbs to highest level in 17 years as supply tightens. Platinum has reached its highest price level in 17 years due to tightening supply and increased trading activity on a new futures contract in China. Spot contracts have been rising approximately 2% daily since last Thursday, with a 1.9% increase on Wednesday. Major platinum producers like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. will be closely monitoring these market shifts. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Charbone delivers its first load of clean UHP hydrogen in Ontario. Charbone Corporation has successfully delivered its first load of clean, ultra-high-purity hydrogen to an independent distributor in Ontario, marking the start of revenue generation for its production division. This initial shipment confirms Charbone's ability to efficiently supply markets outside Quebec from the outset as part of its commercial launch. The company plans to expand its distribution network and strengthen its presence in industrial corridors across eastern Canada and the American Midwest. Due to limited access to reliable clean UHP hydrogen supply in North America and high demand for its product, Charbone does not disclose purchase order volumes or pricing to maintain its competitive position. Revenues from Charbone's businesses are reported quarterly on a consolidated basis.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.